This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You want to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. We've got about 766,000 people following. I believe active followers are at about approximately 733. We appreciate your trust. If you want to jump over on Twitter, please do. That is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Also, go over to Sons of Liberty Media. Check us out on live YouTube broadcast. Go to the right side of the page. There'll be 13 articles every day posted from them that are a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem. If you go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can check us out on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Have a lot of loyal friends over there and appreciate every single one of them. Love to see what you have to say. Again, if you want to jump over to Before It's News, you can do that as well. You can watch us live over there, beforeitsnews.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, friends, now is the time to do it. Last year was the busiest year that we've had in ministry. We're already on that track again this year. Hopefully we'll knock it out of the park in doing more this year, in making it count. We have 119 radio stations across the United States of America that have made us the number one and number two radio show throughout the week, and on weekends, Saturdays, of course, the number one show. So, again, we appreciate your trust. I want to let you know, too, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Are you ready for this? you can't make this up. Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts of America are filing for bankruptcy. No surprise here, by the way. All politics aimed at the church will end in self-destruction, said George Whitefield. That's right. The Lord's word, folks, the word of the Lord will not return void. Read Isaiah 55. And when I'm taking that to this, it rains on the just and the unjust. According to the seeds that you plant in your life, you're going to reap a harvest, good or bad. It's the choice that you make. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you, life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the Boy Scouts of America reaping now what they sow. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. This is not life, friends. This is death. Boy Scouts file for bankruptcy creates a fund. Again, you can't make this stuff up. They've created a fund to compensate sex abuse victims. It's almost like extortion and prostitution all in one, isn't it? They want to violate little people at will. I've done several shows on this, by the way. They want to violate little people at will. They're pedophiles, friends. And they want permission from the American people. And the said representatives, who in many cases themselves are pedophiles, are the ones tearing down the laws to make your children a prey before these pedophiles. And now, just think about this, friends. 15 years later, after the American people have given a green light to the sodomite communities, daring the justice of God, can we all say it together? Because that's exactly what you're doing, and you're going to get a response, and you're beginning to see it today. But it's interesting to note, friends, when you gave them the green light, I told you exactly where this was going to go. And you can rest assured, it's not just about your kids. It's going to go into bestiality. Mark the word of the Lord, because that's where it will go. There's a reason the Lord had to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, America. You know why he had to judge Sodom and Gomorrah? Because the good people of Sodom and Gomorrah didn't love the Lord enough to keep his commandments and establishing justice within the gate. Remember, 40 righteous, 30 righteous, 20 righteous, 10 righteous. Remember Abraham prayed? Do you also remember that the Lord couldn't find 10 righteous people to stand in the gap on the behalf of the little people? So what did the Lord do? He rained down sulfur balls. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for what? The wickedness of man. We could go into more detail, because we know what it was all about, friends. It was all about sodomy. Sodom and Gomorrah in the New Testament was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly lives. What are they doing? They're daring the justice of God. But the only way that they can do this, America, is if you allow them to tear down the law. So instead of dealing with corrupt politicians, removing them and charging them again, Article 2, Section 4, there's the answer. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, there's the answer, friends. There's the answer if you're willing to be the strength of the law. Nope. They said, no, the American people did. And what happened? Well, they tore down the laws and they made a prey out of the children, subjecting our children in this country to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And the older people in this country are trying to figure out why the young people can't stand them, why they look at them as a reproach. Well, just if you look in the book of Luke, you can see right there that wisdom is justified by our children in Luke 7:35. Now, folks, you can't make up what's happening here. Boy Scouts file for bankruptcy, creating a fund to compensate sex abuse victims. In other words, what's happening as the kids are violated, they're simply paid off. The ones that are abusing these children, they get a slap on the hand. They're out of jail again in 6 months. And they go out and they commit another crime and another crime concerning an innocent victim. Namely, children. It's exactly what's happening in Boy Scouts. Do I feel sorry for Boy Scouts? Absolutely not. What did you expect you were going to reap? And instead of bringing forth justice, what do? You try to pay off the victims. And again, this falls to the reflection of the American people and allowing them to do so. And shame on the American people that have given a green light to these people that have been doing nothing but attacking the righteous in this country for 15 years. And all 325 million of them said, oh, you know, we don't agree with what they're doing. But, we, you know, just leave us alone. We're living our own personal selfish lives. Oh, yeah, and we can't wait until we get to heaven. As a matter of fact, the Lord can't wait until we get to heaven. No, I want to tell you what. When you get there, and I guarantee you it's not going to be heaven. It's going to be a judgment seat. You're going to wish you would have when you had the time to do it when you didn't. That's what's going to happen, and that is Scripture. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If at any time you want to call in, please do. Would love to hear from you, pro or con. 1-866-582-9933. Boy Scouts file for bankruptcy, creating a fund to compensate sex abuse victims. Is that enough evidence for you, America, that it's time for you to stand up and deal with these criminals?
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just on this. I was just going to make a point out of this, but people are responding, so I'm going to hit this hard. Folks, Boy Scouts are filing for bankruptcy, creates a fund to compensate abuse victims. I want you to listen to this carefully. This is on Christian Post, by the way. The Boy Scouts of America said Tuesday that the national organization has filed for bankruptcy protection in a bid to ensure equitable compensation for thousands of sexual abuse victims who were harmed while participating in their programs and ensure they can continue to carry out their mission for years to come. Now, isn't that interesting that Boy Scouts of America wants to indemnify? They want to protect themselves from bankruptcy, okay? They didn't say anything about protecting the kids. They just care about saving face and, again, protecting themselves from bankruptcy. Okay? The BSA also noted as a part of the Chapter 11 process, it has created a victims compensation trust that would provide equitable compensation to victims. In other words, we'll give them money. What about justice concerning the pedophiles? What about the justice when it comes to the sodomites that you all the well knew when you opened the door to these people concerning your organization that they were going to go for the kids? Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there, really? Oh, okay. NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. They are seeing, it's a pedophile group, and by the way, they're asking for their rights today. That's not going to fly, pedophiles. You can rest assured. You can rest assured that's not going to fly in this country. I don't care what a corrupt judge says. I don't care what a corrupt politician says. It's not going to fly, brother, just so you know. You better start opening your eyes and paying attention to what's going on across the country concerning vigilante justice, because people are sick and tired of the judges and the courts not doing their job. They're tired of it. They're taking matters into their own hand because they will not tolerate what they are advocating for in any sense of the word. in any sense of the word whatsoever. I want you to think about this, friends. They open the door up to sodomites. When you look at NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, keep in mind Barack Hussein Obama appointed over 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders, as well as Alina Kagan to the Supreme Court, who was responsible for queerifying Harvard. Okay, and I've done a show on her, folks, and you want to talk about something so far out of mind, so reprobate, so twisted, and so sick, she's got that mind, okay? Also keep in mind, Donald Trump comes behind this. He wants to decriminalize sodomy on a global scale. I guess somehow or another, he's become the president of the world now. But he said he was in total agreement with what the courts have done with homosexual marriage, and now he's advocating, friends, every step of the way, the sodomite lifestyle. Pay attention to who's right behind the sodomites, because you are being invaded today. Okay? This happens all over the globe. When you advocate what God condemns, you better know that there's another door coming. It's open right behind them, and they are on the attack. And rest assured, they are friends. I wanted to tell you that NAMBLA, their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. And you can see them during gay pride parades across this country. America, you are inviting judgment upon yourselves. It's not an issue of me debating. It's not an issue of me compromising. It's not an issue of me trying to work things out for both sides. Nope. God condemns it. I believe it because he said it, and that settles it, period. And we know common sense comes into play here. Look at the man that Barack Hussein Obama appointed to his safe schools are, by the way, unconstitutional. It was never confirmed by Senate. Kevin Jennings, committing crimes against young people. Let me interject this, friends, into this conversation. He's the guy that said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're tearing down the laws as they attack. And over the last 15 years in this country, you can see the homosexuals have attacked anybody and everybody that dares stands up against their lifestyle. And you can rest assured this boy will never shut his mouth. This boy will never stop with my lifestyle and my choices and my actions. I will never stand by and advocate through apathy or tolerance that lifestyle, ever. I will, with my life, lay down my life for those innocent victims. Going back to this article, Boy Scouts files for bankruptcy because they want to indemnify themselves against bankruptcy. What's interesting, they have a fund set up because they want to give the victims money. Where is the justice concerning the sodomites that violated the kids? Where is the law? That's the purpose of government, to condemn the wicked. To condemn the wicked. The Boy Scouts of America cares deeply about all victims of abuse and sincerely apologizes to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting. We are outraged, as if to suggest they didn't know, friends. We are outraged that there have been times when individuals took advantage of our programs to harm innocent children. Roger Mosby, the organization's president and chief executive officer, noted in a statement, "While we know nothing can undo the tragic abuse the victims suffered, we believe the Chapter 11 process with the proposed trust structure will provide equitable compensation to all victims while maintaining the BSA's important mission. It says nothing about dealing with those that preyed upon the innocent children." Do you not hear this, America? Do you not understand? Justice guards all of our liberties. It guards our liberties. They said nothing about justice. They said nothing about justice. More than 12,000 Boy Scout members have been victims of childhood sex abuse at the hands of, listen carefully, 7,819 allegedly sexually abused troop leaders and volunteers, according to an analysis of long-held records in the organization known as the Perversion File. Are you listening, America? I mean, hey, let me say it this way. Those that have ears, you're going to love what I have to say. Those that don't, you can take it how you want to take it, but the truth be told. This is the country, friends, that are watching and those that are listening. This is the country where the people, the good people in this country, roll over and allow babies to be slaughtered in the womb. Oh, and by the way, we see more of this pushing for, just like New York, that at any time that they so choose, they can kill the innocent baby. Hey, folks, that's called murder. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. My daddy's the one that said, thou shalt not kill. That's the purpose of law. That's the purpose of law. This comes as no surprise. Here, let me give you one here. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, the man who ran the program, Douglas Smith Jr., did you know that he was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet? That's what's happening in America today. And for all of you good people out there sitting back and watching this happen, you know what? You deserve what you get. Your apathy is paying you back, isn't it? Your tolerance is paying you back, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. No question about it. And the sad part about it is the little people become a prey because the good people do nothing in this country. And it's because they're not good. They're wicked people. They're wicked is what they are. On the other side of this, I wanted to let you know that the good people of Virginia stood up to none other than the tyrant governor, if you want to call him that, Ralph Northam, and his push to ban the sale of assault weapons. It's failed after members of his own party balked at the proposal. Hey, folks, not a person, not a representative in any capacity in this country, in our government, has an iota of a right, not a jot or a tittle of a right to tear down our Second Amendment. Not a right. They've gotten the American people caught up in a debate to compromise in hopes that they can get the guns pulled out of the people's hands. Your said representatives don't have a constitutional leg to stand on, yet they're going to continuously push it and tell America you either deal with corruption or you're going to be disarmed. There is no in-between. Senators voted to shelve the bill for the year and asked the State Crime Commission to study the issue. It doesn't require a study. They want an outcome that drew cheers from a committee room packed with gun advocates. I talked to my friend that's an attorney in Virginia yesterday that's very much involved with what's going on right now. I said, it seems that you've had a victory in Virginia. He said, my fear is that people will go back to sleep again. That's right. Hey, church, the best medicine for the church is trials and tribulations to keep us awake. That's a fact. Listen to this. As if to suggest there's any such thing found in the U.S. Constitution, they wrote, four moderate Democrats joined Republicans in Monday's committee vote, rejecting legislation that would have prohibited the sale of certain semi-automatic firearms, including the popular AR-15-style rifles, and banned the possession of magazines that hold more than 12. Hey, folks, what do you mean, ban the possession of magazines that hold more than 12? Does our military? Well, guess what? Those are our kids. Those are our brothers. Those are our dads. Those are our uncles. Those are our cousins. Those are our neighbors. Hey, they work for us, right? Let's put this into perspective. The bill was a top priority for Northam, again, unconstitutional Democrat who has campaigned heavily for a broad package of gun control measures. Friends, a recall is not good enough. He must be removed and lawfully dealt with.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He'll be able to go back home with his family after serving 8 years in jail. That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence, in my opinion.
The president talking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews before leaving for California. The president also talks about pardoning New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik.
I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who's had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
The jury is deliberating in the rape trial of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. This morning in Manhattan Criminal Court, defense counsel raised an issue with one of the jurors and asked for an alternate. Weinstein faces 5 counts of rape and predatory sexual assault in connection to allegations made by 2 different women. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Whoa! Whoa! America, this guy is serving it up. I just had one of my friends say, give us Barabbas! Give us Barabbas! It's exactly what they just delivered up. They said, crucify Jesus! Crucify Jesus! We have no king but King Jesus. John 19:15. Rod Blagojevich, pardoned by Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, I wrote about this on August 12, 2019. For this president to say that he thinks that Rod Blagojevich was treated unfairly simply shows the American mindset of the politicians and how that they think that they are simply above the law. You know one thing I hear, and I just heard it again this morning, when is the president going to prosecute the Clintons and Comey and the Obamas? They're not being prosecuted, friends. They're being rewarded. They're on book tours. They're buying brand new mansions. This is factual information that I just gave to you. Rod Blagojevich, does this not reveal to the American people who Donald Trump is? What are you talking about, Brad? Well, President Trump said he was strongly considering commuting the 14-year prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Oh, by the way, how many other said representatives in that state, including the governors, have been thrown into prison? Oh, my gosh, friends. Oh, one after another. Blagojevich was convicted of 18 crimes, including attempted extortion from campaign contributors, corrupt solicitation of funds, wire fraud, lying to federal investigations, and Donald Trump said it wasn't fair. He's commuting his sentence today, friends. He gets to go home. He's not prosecuting the bad guys. He's letting them out of jail. He's commuting them now, friends. Here, let me say that again. Donald Trump said that he was strongly considering the commuting of the 14-year prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Why? Why, Donald? He was convicted of 18 crimes, including extortion from campaign contributors, including corrupt solicitation of funds, including wire fraud, and lying to federal investigators. And most notably, Blagojevich was found guilty of trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat for personal gain. Did you hear me? Donald's not prosecuting, he's commuting. He's not prosecuting the criminals and government, friends. He is releasing them from prison. Commuting Blagojevich's sentence would be unwise, not only on the merits, but also on the matter of politics. We all live politics, which is the study of science, and science is what? The study of creation. Read Exodus 18:21. Opinions on Blagojevich are often based on an incomplete understanding of the evidence against him in the relevant law, okay? Or the relevant law. The case against Blagojevich is far too voluminous for a single column. A brief recap would highlight some aspects not widely discussed outside of Illinois. Folks, are you beginning to understand what I'm talking about? The swamp is not being drained, it's being filled up. In Blagojevich's first trial, he was convicted of not only lying to federal investigators about whether he considered campaign contributions when awarding contracts and appointments, following a retrial on a more focused set of charges, Blagojevich was found guilty of three corrupt schemes. The first best-known scheme involved Blagojevich's appointment of a U.S. Senator to replace the incoming President Obama. As a matter of fact, the feds had been tipped off about Blagojevich and were wiretapping his phone. He never contested the validity of the wiretaps. He said, "I've got this thing," Blagojevich infamously said on one of his recordings, "and it's expletive golden. And I'm not just giving it up for expletive nothing. I'm not going to do it." Blagojevich tried to sell the seat in multiple ways. He sought various favors from Obama in exchange for appointing Valerie Jarrett, a cabinet appointment, a post-gubernatorial position at a foundation, or control of a new social group bankroll to the tune of $10 million. Friends, this guy is not your friend. He's destroying your country. If this is not a revelation of the current administration's mind, as I said back in August of 2019, I don't know what to say to you. But again, if you want to just go ahead and just forfeit everything and trust this administration to do for you what it's never going to do as it promised it would, you're going to lose your country. And I don't know how much further you can kick the can down the road, because there is no more road to kick it down. Let me go on here, friends. This is just the tip of the iceberg with Blagojevich. He tried to sell the seat multiple ways. Obama declined, prompting Blagojevich to rant, "They're not willing to give me anything except appreciation." Blagojevich said, "Expletive them." By the way, if you remember right when he got busted, remember he got the pastors around him? Because he wanted everybody to believe that he was innocent. And there you have these stupid hirelings, John 10:12, trying to help protect him from the crimes that he committed. I thought it was their job. I don't know, is this just me? But is it not the job of the shepherd to defend the sheep from the wolves? Man, these new ones, the modern day hirelings all across the boards in the United States of America, I guess it's now their job to defend those that they're supposed to judge rightly in righteousness, Isaiah 51 verse 4. Blagojevich then turned to supporters of the then Rep. Jesse Jackson, just as corrupt as his daddy, by the way, offering the appointment in return for a $1.5 million campaign contribution. This is Blagojevich. Donald Trump said it wasn't fair, his sentence. He's been in jail for 8 years now, 8 of a 14-year sentence. In the second scheme, Blagojevich's intermediaries told lobbyists for Children's, listen carefully again, listen to who they go to, lobbyists for Children's Memorial Hospital, he would approve an extra $8 to $10 million of Medicaid reimbursements in exchange for a campaign contribution of $50,000. Boy, I guess it's pretty lucrative to be a part of government today. Instead of upholding the Constitution, in other words, they all sit around in a circle, just tell the people what they want to hear until you get there, and then go ahead and attack. And then make a lucrative business off their tax dollars. I mean, folks, whoa. I can just hear it right now. The Lord's saying, should I not judge a nation for this? Oh, Lord. Hey, folks, it's not mercy from heaven any longer to withhold judgment. No, not at all. Mercy to the innocent is justice upon the heads of the guilty, and that's exactly what we need the Lord to do. It's time for you to work, Lord, for they have forgotten thy law. That's what King David prayed. This is just so far out there. And does it surprise me? Absolutely not. It should surprise Donald Trump worshipers. It should surprise his supposed self-proclaimed evangelical board that he would do something like this. In Blagojevich's third scheme, Blagojevich's intermediaries told a part owner of two racetracks that he would not sign a pending bill taxing casinos for the benefit of racetracks until he received a $100,000 campaign pledge. Blagojevich was arrested before he could sign the bill. As I've already stated for or this president to suggest that Rod Blagojevich was prosecuted unfairly, you heard him just say it during the breaks, friends, is a simple revelation of the mind and heart of this current administration, as well as this president, and it's not good. It's not good. I mean, this is a cop busting someone out of jail. That's what this is. This president, and it shows you also, friends, that in their minds that they believe that they are above the law that they are supposed to maintain and uphold. Because they act accordingly. To suggest that Rod Blagojevich should be released from prison is again, so far out of sight and out of mind that there is no possible way that you can justify the unjustifiable. For you to try to justify what Donald Trump is doing here with Blagojevich is to look at the law, which is simple to understand. It's black and white. It's not complicated. It's for you to look at the law and call the law, that's to condemn the crime, a liar. And the law is merely a reflection of the crimes committed. Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of God, the transgression of God's moral law. Like, thou shalt not kill. Like, thou shalt not steal. But again, look at Rod did. Look at Donald Trump has done. They surround themselves just like George Bush did. Just like Bill Clinton did. Just like Barack Hussein Obama. They surround themselves with the ignorance, the baser sort of those that call themselves Christians. And the use of those useful idiots, those hirelings, to represent them in their all unlawful stance to continue on in the lifestyle that they so choose in violating law instead of maintaining it. That's why they use them. 1 Kings 13:33. Folks, we're in it today. And again, this is a perfect exhibition of who Donald Trump is. I'm going to do something in the up-and-coming near future as to what is it going to take? You know, folks, again, let me say it this way. You have a left in this country because of those that support the likes of Donald Trump. You do. It's a fact. Because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a Donald Trump. There wouldn't be a Hillary Clinton. There wouldn't have been a George Bush. There wouldn't have been a Barack Hussein Obama. There wouldn't have been a Bill Clinton. No, but they're there because of the good people, right? No, let's redefine good. God is good. And let me tell you this. God is a good judge. And I want to tell you, the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. And either man's going to obey him in doing so, or he's going to do it without us, and we're going to, again, stand back and wish we would have when we had the time to do it. It's up to us. You choose. Going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm seeing a lot of chatter on Top Chat right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. You can watch us live right now. People talking about Roger Stone. I want people to know and understand, and I don't really share this very often, but a lot of the information that I'm giving to you is firsthand. I'm not getting this through the media that you say you don't believe in, just for the record. I'm getting this from people that know people or the people that I'm highlighting here, friends. I have an acquaintance that's on Donald Trump's inner board. I have people that are former administrators and board members of former administrations, okay? I have friends that are attorneys that are sharing information with me, which is, it's not confidential. It's plain to see. One of the things that was just brought up concerning the chatter that I see on live chat right now is about Roger Stone. I just talked to one of my friends yesterday, does the same thing I do on a national level. Very close to a lot of the insiders. Roger Stone, for those that did not know, is being prosecuted by Donald Trump's Department of Justice. Did you know that Roger Stone was friends with Donald Trump for over 40 years? Did you know that Roger Stone was standing up for Donald Trump? And Donald Trump standing by, throwing him under the bus, and allowing the DOJ, his DOJ, that refuses to prosecute those that should be prosecuted, but he allows them to go after the likes of a Roger Stone. I just want you to understand that you have a Judas there in a very big way. He's a Judas. I want to insert this into the conversation. Folks, politicians of the day would have you believe that they are just like our founding forefathers. That's why they make reference to them. They're not. Matter of fact, what our forefathers established, these people are guilty of attempting to destroy what it is that our forefathers established. Matter of fact, John Adams, president, July 2nd, 1820, said, "It is a common observation in Europe that nothing is so false as modern history." He said, "I should say nothing is so false as modern history except ancient history. And I should add nothing is so false as ancient and modern history in Europe except modern American history. A false construction and a false complexion has already been given to American history." This is the second president of the United States of America. Friends, if again the revisionists have not told us that our forefathers were deists or godless men, then they have told us that they were something other than they really are or were. Again, wisdom is justified by our children. I mean, we have the longest standing constitution in American history. Who planted those seeds? The branch of David in righteousness. The Lord did through our forefathers in spite of the carnal nature. Okay? I mean, it's as if these revisionists and modern politicians want you to believe that what you see in government today in our modern day politicians is what and who our forefathers were and what it is that they've established. Nothing could be further from the truth. Read John 8:44 and Matthew 7:16 again. Concerning the modern day politicians, you find nothing short of a bunch of Judases that have turned their backs on their God and their people. Again, Luke 22:48. We're told they're Freemasons, Shriners, Skull and Bones, Knights of Malta, etc. Okay? Or some other humanist fraternity or sorority that has spawned into another man-made pact that will again be disannulled. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Opposite in every way as to whom our founding forefathers were, today's politicians. Furthermore, why is it that today's politicians are now doing the exact opposite to what our forefathers have established? I want you to think about that. Our forefathers wouldn't have allowed a Bill Clinton. They wouldn't have allowed someone to commit the act of treason without sending them into exile. Benedict Arnold. They wouldn't allow anybody to jeopardize the American experience. History shows us just the exact opposite. There wouldn't have been a Hillary Clinton. There wouldn't have been a Barack Obama, friends. As a matter of fact, many of these men and women would have probably been hung publicly. That's a fact. Because it's called treason, America. Okay? Why are politicians today doing the exact opposite as to what our forefathers have established? They would then be divided and their man-made kingdom would not stand, would it? Read Matthew 12:26. If Satan's divided against Satan, his house will not stand. His kingdom will not stand. So in other words, we would not be here today if it wasn't for our forefathers. And again, modern-day politicians operate in a manner foreign to our U.S. Constitution. This is a fact. This is a fact. Today's politicians are, in fact, attempting to destroy what it is our founders established again. If the revisionist and corrupt politicians that bear corrupt fruit, opposite of what a Christian patriot bears, who are responsible for attacking our Christian and constitutional foundations, want Americans to believe that they were just like our forefathers, then why is it that we have 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians? 86% don't proclaim to be Freemasons. They don't pretend to be Skull and Bones members. They don't mean to be a part of a frat or a sorority. They don't claim to be a bunch of Knights of Malta friends. No, the people in this country, a good portion of them, although they're hypocritical, a major portion of them profess to be Christians. Well, the apple doesn't fall too far from our forefathers' tree, does it? No, it doesn't. Read 1 John 2:4 when you get a moment. Point made. I want you to think about this. That you might have an understanding that 3/4 again of the Declaration of Independence, which we spent time on Saturday with, our forefathers overthrew that which you tolerate today. Romans 12:21. Did you know that? They overthrew what you tolerate today. They wouldn't have tolerated even close, America, as to what you've tolerated. Not even close. You should be ashamed of that fact. Furthermore, 28 of our signers were Episcopalians, 8 were Presbyterians, 7 were Congregationalists, 2 were Dutch Reformed, 2 Lutherans, 2 Methodists, 2 Roman Catholics, 1 unknown, probably a Quaker, and 3 were called deists without any evidence to support the claim. No, again, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. Who are our forefathers? What is it that corrupt politicians are fighting against today, friends? What our forefathers established? They're trying to take away that which our forefathers established. I want to say this again. Our forefathers would have never, nor did they, tolerate an iota of what their posterity, you Americans, shamefully have tolerated today. Read Jeremiah 5:31. This is the deception the people are being fed. That somehow or another, these people know better than we do. Somehow or another, they got to be just like our forefathers or they would never be there. That's not true at all. Again, this is the deception that you're being fed. If the American people really took the time to understand our forefathers, they would have long ago thrown off those who are perverting the Constitution today. This is righteousness. This isn't rebellion. I seek a reformation, not a revolution. Those that are creating and acting as a part of the revolution today are those that you have settled for concerning them calling themselves representatives of we the people. They're the ones attempting to overthrow law. Righteous people don't do that. Unrighteous people do. And the history that I'm sharing with you even now, friends, is the history that many don't even know. Everybody knows that listens to this show that America's national motto is a picture of the children of Israel safely crossing over the Red Sea while the Pharaoh and his armies are drowned in the sea. Go to Exodus 15, verse 4. You'll find it. Wrapped around the picture is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Hey, folks, I'm going to pound this drum until it gets into your heart by the Holy Ghost. Again, today we see the tyrants attacking our Christian foundations and attempting to tear down the United States Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own devilish image. 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15, this is the truth that they do not want you to have, and I'm talking about the modern politicians. But then again, Christians don't ask the devil for permission to obey God, now do they? No, they don't. Hey friends, look at what's going on in your world today. Does this sound like a righteous government? Does this sound like a righteous administration? Nope. And if it's not righteous, that's a reflection of us. We have to right the wrongs. And by the way, when you read Scripture in Isaiah 58, that's exactly what the church is called to do, is to be repairers of the breach. It's our job to do what they're not willing to do. All of us together. Because one nation under God, we can do this. There's no question about it. Folks, I'd also ask, and I'd lay to your candor, that you would consider supporting the ministry, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to membership. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. You can become a gold, silver, whatever you'd like to be. We appreciate the support. Keep us out there, friends. It matters most, even now. sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you soon.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.